The American Lung Association's State of the Air report came out recently. It ranks cities and grades counties across the country for air pollution, like ozone, which is created when emissions from tailpipes and smokestacks react with sunlight and create smog, and particle pollution, made up of the tiny particles from those emissions that we breathe in. The Pittsburgh metro region, as well as other Pennsylvania areas like Harrisburg, Johnstown, and Philadelphia, made, yet again, the top 25 most polluted cities when it comes to year-round and short-term particle pollution. To talk about some of these reoccurring themes in the report, I called Joe Minot in his Philadelphia office. He's the Clean Air Council's executive director. Though there was some progress locally and nationally in reducing ozone and particle pollution, it hasn't changed much for our region in Pennsylvania over the last few years. Many counties like Allegheny, Lancaster, and Delaware still get a grade of F for overall air quality. Is that disappointing to you?
It's frustrating that progress has been so slow. But I guess the good news is the progress is happening. There are things in the works, for instance, the Clean Power Plan, that will substantially reduce pollution. So I am optimistic.
The three-state, 12-county Pittsburgh metro region has moved off of the 25 worst list for ozone pollution, just off. It's still 26th. But can you talk a little bit about ozone pollution and what the significance is of moving off that infamous 25 worst list?
Well, Allegheny County region still has a long way to go to clean up its air and then to sort of maintain the federal health standards. And that's particularly true in that there are already proposals by EPA to tighten up those standards to better reflect the need to protect public health. And we're talking really about two major pollutants. One is ozone smog, and the other is particulate matter. They both have substantial impacts on public health. I think there is a problem with enforcing polluting facilities in Allegheny County. When Allegheny County Health Department issues a permit, which allows a facility to release a certain level of pollution, there is a commitment by the industry to abide by those limits, and there is a commitment by the Allegheny County Health Department to ensure that industry abides by those limits. And the public has a right then to rely on Allegheny County Health Department to keep them safe. That is not working in Pittsburgh region right now, where large facilities are in chronic violation of their permits, and the Allegheny County Health Department does inadequate enforcement to get them back into compliance. And it gets worse, because when environmental groups try to intervene to sort of push the industry, the county health department sort of jumps in front of them and settles cases in ways that do not protect public health.
Can you give me an example of that?
There's two great environmental groups in western Pennsylvania, GASP and Penn Future. Both of them filed a 60-day notice of intent to sue large stationary sources within, on the 59th day, sort of at the end of the period when they could actually file their complaint. The Allegheny County Health Department entered into a very weak consent agreement with the pollution sources and blocked the ability of the environmentalists to go to court.
Is that the Clairton Coke Works?
One was Claritin, the other was Shenango, I believe.
Well, now that
you'd have to check with that.
Yeah. Well, now Shenango is no longer an issue.
Right.
It's gone.
Right.
Is it really that different from health departments in, say, Philadelphia or in other counties?
Well, that's a good question. Certainly, there are across the nation and even in Pennsylvania, health departments or whatever the department is that's responsible for enforcing air regs. There are some good ones and there are some bad ones. In Philadelphia, I think generally the city health department is pretty good. I mean, sometimes we've had to sue them, you know, or the industry. But since the lawsuit starts, it is very rare for the health department to sort of jump in front of the citizen suit and try and settle the case, where that seems to be the sort of routine in western Pennsylvania.
This region, this Pittsburgh metro region, did move off of the 25 worst ozone polluted regions, just off that list. But could you talk a little bit about what the health risks are of ozone pollution and the significance of sort of moving off of that list or improving?
Well, clearly, it's always good news when you move off sort of a list of bad actors, if you will. And I do think that region is getting better. The two pollutants that we're most concerned about are fine particulates, which also known as sort of soot, which people breathe deeply into their lungs, and it's been associated with premature deaths and asthma and cardiovascular disease, much like ozone smog is too. Ozone smog is a summertime pollutant, a poisonous form of oxygen that people have to breathe. Allegheny County is getting better.
But not much better.
Well, there's always room for improvement, and the thing that worries me is that as the science gets better, EPA has been tightening the standards. So there is a proposal now to tighten the ozone smog standards for the nation, and that is going to be particularly problematic for areas like Allegheny County, which already don't meet the sort of weaker standard.
So what are some of your key initiatives or priorities this year to improve air quality in our region?
Different areas have different concerns. We talked about the large stationary sources in the southwest part. I also think that all the urban areas in Pennsylvania need to do a better job in terms of controlling diesel emissions from trucks by requiring trucks to use better fuel and to stop idling. And I think there is also a need to promote the use of green energy throughout the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, which I believe is something that the Wolf administration is committed to.
Joe Minot is executive director of the Clean Air Council. I called the Allegheny County Health Department to get their take on our conversation. In an email, Director Karen Hacker said, quote, since 2007, fine particulate concentrations have decreased by nearly 40%. That's at their Mon Valley monitor, which is near U.S. Steel's Clairton Coke Works. She said, while she recognizes more work is needed, quote, our most recent consent order will move U.S. Steel to compliance, or U.S. Steel will suffer large financial consequences, unquote. There's more on that at our website. That's AlleghenyFront.org. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.